Last year, Rich Boa observed that Summit County was like an island surrounded by other areas with air that exceeded federal standards for pollutants.
We are surrounded by poor air, and eventually I'm afraid that we're going to creep into that, you know, cross that boundary and be an area that doesn't meet federal standards and isn't necessarily healthy. Yes, we're at a turning point. We're at a crossroads where we need to start implementing not just monitoring, but some activities to reduce the pollutants so that we don't see that future. And I think now's the critical time to do that.
All right. So do you make those recommendations to the county council?
Yeah. In fact, the county council, we've already spoken about this, and they've identified it as one of their top priorities, and they're putting resources behind it. In fact, the major reason, you may have heard that they approved a new environmental health scientist position for our department. The major reason for that was this air quality issue. That person will be focused on air and water quality.
In the past couple of years, he noted, the county installed pollution monitors at the request of citizens. Boa said they have two monitors for PM 2.5 particulates and two for ozone. One of each type is installed at the county health building near Quince Junction. The remaining two are set up in Colville. He said the air pollution from the Wasatch Valleys is creeping up here a little.
I consistently, over the last few years, have gotten calls asking why we didn't monitor. In fact, we had not historically, because the state doesn't monitor in counties that are less than 50,000 people, and we're still less than 50,000. So, the Board of Health approved us purchasing monitors, and the Summit County Council has identified environmental stewardship, which includes air and water, as their priorities. And so we've been measuring. We have data. And, the particulate matter has been creeping up a little bit, but the federal standard is 35 micrograms per cubic meter. And we've been right in the ballpark of about 20 to 25, so we're still below the federal standard up here.
He said the pollution generated within the county is not just from local residents, given our highway connections and tourism.
And in this area, winter pollution tends to be particulate matter 2.5, and those are small particulates. There is good evidence that we produce our own. When the inversions are in place, we are getting very little mixing with Salt Lake Valley. You know, their air is low and cold and trapped. And so any PM 2.5 that's being measured, we can be pretty certain it's being produced here. That doesn't necessarily mean it's being produced by our cars and our precursors, because we've got highways, major highways that flow through our county. And we've got tourists coming in.
He said it's probably also time to talk about wood-burning fireplaces.
Historically, people believe that wood-burning stoves produced particulate matter 10, which is a larger particle. It turns out they produce particulate matter 10, but they also produce precursors to particulate matter 2.5. And 2.5 is actually generated from precursors, from things like volatile organic compounds and other particulate matter. And so there is evidence that wood-burning stoves, and in fact any kind of fossil fuel or carbon source being combusted, does contribute to 2.5.
He said he plans to confer with County Development Director Pat Putt.
We have not had the conversation yet, but I believe we need to have both a public and a professional conversation around exactly what are the data and what would we potentially do moving into the future. My first starting off place would be new development. There's been communities that have gone in and bought wood-burning fireplaces or given incentives to convert to natural gas and et cetera. I don't think that would be a first step. I think a first step would be looking at new development and looking at what sort of recommendations we could put in place for that development.
Boa said, though, he would not call for an outright ban on wood fireplaces. And he said, finally, for a number of reasons, the county cannot implement auto emissions testing.
I already mentioned that most of the cars flowing through our county are not registered in Summit County. In about 1996, the check engine lights were put in vehicles. Those check engine lights are primarily tied to exhaust and emissions. And so when a check engine light comes on, it turns out that you can be pretty sure that you're not meeting emissions standards. And it's important to point out that the majority of cars here, the vast majority, about 95% of cars registered in Summit County, are newer than 1996. And so they have the catalytic converters, et cetera. With those pieces of information, it isn't cost-effective or effective at all to actually do emissions testing. It turns out what's more effective is to implement an education program around the check engine lights.
Summit County Health Director Rich Bowa. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.